You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, if you've been on any social platforms recently, particularly in this week on X, we would have seen conversations happening around FlySaf Air and the overbooking that recently happened that consumers recently experienced via the airline. It seems as though the National Consumer Commission has gotten involved in this. They are now investigating this particular event or these practices, and they're going to be taking a look at what it is that needs to be done from this perspective. We're joined on the line by the head of complaints and investigations at the National Consumer Commission, Prudence Moyeloa, to take a look at the developments around FlySaf Air and see what we make of it. Good evening, Prudence. Thanks so much for taking the time. What prompted the NCC's involvement here?
Yeah, as you correctly stated, we've been following the discussions on X and other media platforms regarding this issue. As you may be aware, the Commission has a responsibility to monitor consumer markets, just to pick out if there's any inconsistencies in application of practices that might not be consistent with the Consumer Protection Act. So we picked up on this discourse in the public domain, and we followed it, and we looked at it. And once we had a discussion, our inspectors looked at it and recommended for an investigation against FlySaf Air, and obviously the Commission has started this investigation.
Prudence, the practices that are being practiced here, they're not new. We kind of see overbooking taking place, not just in South Africa, taking place in various places around the world. The practice itself is technically not an illegal practice. I suppose it might be frowned upon in some areas of the world, maybe even in South Africa, but it's not an illegal practice. What are you looking to get out of this investigation? Are you directing your investigation towards anything in particular, or are you just saying, look, we're putting the consumer's interests first and we're going to uncover whatever it is that we find out from all of this?
I'd like to respectfully disagree with your first point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it still remains to be seen, following our investigation, whether or not it is consistent with the Consumer Protection Act.
Okay.
As a commission, obviously, we're looking at the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act while we do this investigation. What we are looking at is just the provision of goods and services in terms of Section 19 of the Consumer Protection Act. It is obviously a condition, an implied condition in every transaction, that whenever you enter into a transaction with a consumer and you take consideration from a consumer, the intention is to provide that service. Now, it's a provision under Section 19 of the Consumer Protection Act. Well, of course, there is a rider to that. If, for example, with an agreement that is anticipating certain practices, that might also be a qualification. But I think we need to be careful in making statements like it is not illegal to conduct certain practices before investigations are done.
Mm.
So we are actually looking at the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act when we made this decision, to say there is a prima facie case to answer. Hence, we started the investigation. And we also looked at the provisions of Section 47 that talks precisely about pre-booking and overselling as well.
I'm glad you...
Overbooking and overselling. So it is very important that when we communicate such information, we not, create an impression that we're saying something is legal, but we're just looking at consumer interests without necessarily looking at why we began the investigation in the first place.
Mm. I'm glad you brought up the Consumer Protection Act. I want to play a small clip that we got from FlySaf Air directly, and I'd like to get your thoughts on what's being said here. I'm just going to play the clip now for us in a sec.
We certainly acknowledge the NCC's investigation and look forward to providing all the details that are required. We remain confident that our policies are transparent and very much within the bounds of the CPA, but we are imploring the NCC to cast the net wider and conduct their review across all airlines in South Africa, because all airlines employ this policy and a disproportionate focus on FlySaf Air alone wouldn't be fair.
So that was the voice of the spokesperson of FlySaf Air stating that they believe that they are within the bounds of the Consumer Protection Act, which you are going to be investigating. But they've also suggested that other airlines are doing this. So this is very much the industry norm, and that the NCC should be expanding its investigation to all parties and all airlines concerned here. Is that something you guys are looking at?
At this moment, we're looking at the practice of FlySaf Air. if other practices of other airlines are brought to the fore, the Commission will also obviously not turn the blind eye. Fly SFA is well within their right to make suggestions to the National Consumer Commission on how this investigation must turn out, and that is exactly what it is, it's a suggestion. However, what we're looking at is actual practices that came about from the public discourse, and we're following up on that. We are investigating Fly SFA and not the rest of the industry at this moment. So we need to be careful not to dilute what we're looking at this juncture. Let us look at the practice of Fly SFA. If there are lessons to be taken from this particular investigation that perhaps widely industry might want to look at, then I think it's a win for all consumers. And also, if other matters are lodged with the Commission, like any other matter that can be lodged with the Commission will also follow up.
Mm. Prudence, before we wrap things up, I want to take a look at the consumer side of it. Obviously, in an effort to protect consumers, you will do whatever it is that the Commission feels is necessary for the betterment of consumers. Should there be better communication around these sorts of practices from an airline perspective? And are we overlooking something where it comes to the impact that this has on consumers? I mean, we shouldn't have to wait, surely, for these events to find their ways into the public domain before we look at them. Should there be something from an airline perspective, whether it's Fly SFA or other airlines, that speaks to this more clearly and says these are the communications that you as a consumer need to be made aware of?
Now, it's not even about better communication. There are specific provisions in the Consumer Protection Act that says that suppliers have a responsibility to draw their attention to any provision in their policy or even terms and conditions of contract that might affect consumers negatively. When you look at the specific sections in the Consumer Protection Act that require plain and understandable language, that require fair contract terms, and how for fact or any kind of term need to be brought to the attention of. So it's not even about better communication. It's about legal obligation on the side of the suppliers. I think it's high time that all industries, including South Africans at large, understanding that Consumer Protection Act provisions are not suggestions and are not just best practices. These are legal requirements that are placed on suppliers who provide goods and services in South Africa.
The law is the law, and it needs to be enforced as such. Well, we look forward to the outcomes of the investigation, and we'll certainly be keeping an eye on this as the investigations continue. I think we'll leave the conversation there for now. Prudence, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Prudence Moyloa, who is the head of complaints and investigations at the National Consumer Commission, on the developments around the Fly SFA overbooking conversations.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.